Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome today, man. It's a beautiful day, and I am not in Calgary. I was up last night watching that game, knowing if the Flames won, I was going to be in my vehicle at like 7 in the morning, heading back to Calgary for a few more days. So selfishly, I had motive last night to want Anaheim to shut it all down, and today is my reward.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, man. The Oilers, let's start the coaching situation. Babcock, of course. We know Todd McLellan's been granted permission to talk to the Toronto Maple Leafs as well by the San Jose Sharks. Bob McKenzie had said on TSN radio last week that he felt Babcock had the Oilers at the top of his list. Then Friedman came out on the weekend and said that the Oilers and McLellan were, he felt, or somebody told him they're close to a contract. What are you hearing on either front?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be totally frank with you. It's pretty locked down as far as digging more information out than what is already out there. I think, Friedman is well-respected, and so is Bobby Mack. And so I think we take the information we're being given and run with it. I think that it makes a little bit of sense that the Oilers might not want to be hanging around for 2 weeks waiting for Mike Babcock to find out what he wants to do. And I mean, I think I firmly believe that Todd McLellan was pretty much all but done deal at a certain point here. And then the Oilers won the draft lottery and everything kind of changed. All of a sudden, all options were open as far as Mike Babcock goes. But do you risk losing Todd McLellan for a chance at Mike Babcock? And that's what they got to answer to themselves here. If they feel they have McLellan and it's, they can get it done, is it worth it to take a chance to talk to Mike Babcock, give him his 10 days or 12 days or wherever long he needs, and in the meantime, potentially lose McLellan? Will they be sitting there going, we had to see if we could get Mike. It's unfortunate we lost Todd, but we couldn't let the opportunity go by? Or do they go, no, bird in the hand. They're both excellent coaches. We think Todd McLellan's an excellent coach as well. He wants to be here. We want him. Lock it up. Get it done. The most important decision we have to make this offseason, and they don't want to end up with choice number 3 or 4. So to me, it makes sense that maybe they're not wanting to risk it.
Yeah, I completely understand that. And, I think with Canada getting into the medal round, I'd be surprised if anything is announced until afterwards. I also heard the Oilers have, had a chat with Pete DeBoer. Any other coaching names you're hearing?
No, I mean, honestly, just the two Todds and Pete DeBoer, who I think is he's a good young coach, and he hasn't, he hasn't really hit yet in any spot, but I think with the right group, I mean, he's a young, forward-thinking, I've had lots of experience with him at a couple of different World Juniors, and I think he's definitely a good option, but I think there's some separation there when you're talking about the experience level of Babcock or McLellan, and then on to him. So Todd Nelson, of course, the other one, had his interview over the weekend. I don't know how much deeper or how much wider a swath they've been cutting as far as talking to people, but I would be surprised if they don't at least have a conversation with Babcock, if they don't at least find a way to sit down with him and at least gauge his interest and say, look, are you able to make a decision for us in the next 3 or 4 days? I think that conversation will still happen. Bob Nicholson is at the World Championships. Mike Babcock is on his way there if he's not there already. I can't see how that conversation doesn't at least happen. So I would say add his name to the list, but I guess we need to wait for confirmation on that.
Ryan Rashog joining us. I'll ask you, Shogger, who do you think is better fit for the Oilers, McLellan or Babcock?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I guess, what kind of coach do the Edmonton Oilers need, right? The Edmonton Oilers need somebody who I think brings instant credibility and instant respect into that locker room. There are some big personalities and some guys that have been around for a few years now, and they've had a bunch of different coaches, a bunch of different messages. I think they need somebody, a presence in that room, who they will instantly, no matter what he's saying, respect and listen to. And I don't know you'll find anybody else in the game you can say that about more right now than Mike Babcock. So for that reason, I would say that Babcock is probably the better fit, that he has the presence, the history of success at all levels he's coached at. Todd McClellan has coached a really good team for a bunch of years here and been a good regular season coach for the most part. But it's not like the medals and the championships have been piling up for him either, right? So I would say that Babcock is probably the better choice, but it's risk-reward. I would be really hesitant to lose out on McClellan for an outside shot at Babcock. But I think that Mike would probably be the best choice. How about you guys?
You know what? I was looking at the numbers, and you know Mike Babcock clearly has a better resume. He's won a Stanley Cup with Todd McClellan on his coaching staff, I should add, and then of course has the two Olympic golds, which I'm not sure that really relates to the NHL, to be completely honest, because you know there's no salary cap. You get to pick from the best players, and everybody wants to come to your team, so it's a little bit different. But
yeah, but I was at both of those Olympics. And I don't think that you can take credit away from Babcock for steering those
teams. No. I'm not taking credit. I'm just saying I'm not sure if that relates to how successful you are in the NHL.
Here's where I think it relates. And sorry to interrupt you, but just to maybe talk about this point a little bit. That is a whole different challenge. That's taking a bunch of different personalities and a bunch of different egos and finding a way to craft a way to make it all work. And that's a real skill. And you need presence to be able to pull that off. So when you're looking at Taylor Hall going into his sixth year, if we can believe that, Jordan Eberle going into his, you know, same thing, a young guy in Connor McDavid coming along, what's that interaction going to be like? There's going to be a lot of juggling and personalities, and I think Babcock is equipped to deal with that as much as any other coach. And his Olympic experience is a prime example of taking a whole bunch of different big personalities, finding a way to get them to buy in and make it work. Now, the Olympics is easier. It's for your nation. It's a little different, but I think he gets credit along those lines for that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But when I look at how you've got to build the orders, and the one thing that both McClellan and Babcock, the difference in Edmonton, I looked, when Babcock went to Detroit, very established team, right?
Yeah.
When McClellan went to San Jose, very established team. Both of them, this will be new territory for them. And you know, both have obviously had some success with younger players coming into their organizations, for sure. In San Jose, guys came in a little bit younger on average than they do in Detroit. Whether or not that matters, who knows? But over the last 7 years, because that's the only time that McClellan's been a head coach, he's actually he's won more regular season games and playoff games.
Yeah. And it's kind of apples to oranges because the rosters have been revolving and the rosters haven't been quite the same. I mean, look, if you really want to dig in on it, I mean, Mike Babcock won a Stanley Cup. You could argue with a top three defenseman of all time on his roster and the best two-way forward of his generation at that time in Pavel. I mean, like, he had unbelievable players when he won. Now, a lot of coaches probably would have been able to steer that ship in a real good direction, right? So if you really want to dig in on it, has he overachieved with a group to this point? Maybe in the last few years. I mean, their playoff streak remains, and that roster has been a little watered down. So maybe that's where his most impressive work has been done. He's proven he can win with a great roster. He's proven he can stay competitive with a good roster. But yeah, I mean, if you really want to dig down on it, I mean, Nick Lidstrom, you cannot overstate the importance that he had to that championship and just by, you know, they haven't been able to get back there without him. Like he was just incredible. So yeah, I mean, you look at the rosters now, McClellan has had some world-class forward. I mean, he's had some good players, but he hasn't had the caliber of team that Babcock had when he went all the way to the Cup final and back-to-back years, I don't think.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I've always said, hey, players make the coach somewhat. Matt, you're a former player. What do you think about that?
I agree. I think ultimately players do make the coach. How the players play makes the coach. But like Ryan said, a lot of it comes down to the management of the players and the management of the personalities. And it takes someone who is very skilled to be able to do that and to be able to do it in a way where you're going to get the most out of players. Out of those two, who's better at it? I think it's tough to say. I really couldn't tell you.
I mean, if you look at what's happened with McClellan in San Jose, it's been a little bit of a train wreck on the results front, but on the leadership front as well. They've had a tough go. They've stripped captains. They've done that a couple of times now. They've had their best franchise players alienated. Now, that's as much management as it is on the head coach. but things have gone sour there, and the results haven't been good enough. He's had some good teams and not been able to get over the hump with those teams. So, I mean, I think it's not like McClellan is as decorated as Babcock or even close to it. Really, it's and Edmonton, to me, will be a challenge, you guys. Like think about this. You have Connor McDavid coming in with all the hype that he carries. Then you've got the very strong egos in Taylor Hall and Jordan Eberle and these established two guys. You've got a changing of the guard needed on the leadership front. I mean, it has to happen. So now what happens? Before it was sort of assumed Nugent Hopkins would assume the mantle. But now it's like, well, with this other kid coming in, what if he so clearly is the leader of this team at 21 years of age? So do you give the captaincy to another one of these young guys? What if it ends up being so clearly McDavid? Where does Taylor Hall fit into the mix? Because if he figures it out the way he might be figuring it out, he might be. There's some big personalities, some developing talents, and to me, it's going to take a bit of a deft touch to make all of this work in Edmonton. And to me, I think Babcock has probably shown the ability to do that as well as anybody.
And he might. To be honest, I mean, I look at how long McClellan was in San Jose, and you go, yes, they had the issues with the leadership. Yes, they had to strip the captaincy. But, he was there a long time. And yeah. They didn't have problems for a long time, and they didn't have success in the playoffs. And that's probably where a lot of the issues came from, to me anyway, just from an outsider looking at the situation. So, I agree with you that Babcock is a slightly better fit, but whether or not you're able to get him in Edmonton, I think McClellan is a close runner-up right behind him.
Yeah, and it might just be safer to take the bird in the hand, right? And the other thing that might be more doable with Todd McClellan is, Todd McClellan may be more amenable to keeping Todd Nelson on, and now you've got a couple guys you're already paying, and so Nelson is a better fit, McClellan's a good fit. It just, the synergy, it just might be there. It might be the easier fit. And so, and look, if they end up with Todd McClellan as the head coach and Todd Nelson as an associate coach, I mean, the assumption is they'll bring Woodcroft over from San Jose. He's been tied to the hip with McClellan for quite some time now. And, maybe it's Rocky Thompson they retain. Whatever it looks like, that'll be a highly upgraded, much improved coaching staff. And the coaching should no longer be a discussion point as to whether it's an issue or not. I don't want to hear a word about coaching next year if it's Todd McClellan and Todd Nelson as a tandem. I mean, if the players can't get it done with those guys behind the bench, then it ain't the coaches.
Well, it's never been the coaches, in my opinion. You can make a small assessment of it. When your team's 35 points out of the playoffs, it's not just one coach. I think there's been way too much focus on the coaching staff. So it would be nice that you'll have new GM, you'll have new coaches, and people will actually have to look and say, wow, maybe some of the players on the ice simply aren't good enough.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, I think enough has changed, though, you guys, that I don't think we're going to be talking about same old in 8 months. Like, I think enough has changed. I think with Bob Nicholson truly in control and with Peter Chiarelli firmly with the autonomy to do what he wants to do, I don't think the same mistakes are going to continue to be made. I don't think that errors that, in my opinion, have led this organization down a bit of a garden path, I think that they will hit the brick wall and stop. I think there'll be a better job done of evaluating talent on the blue line and bringing in good, legitimate NHL players to be on the blue line. I think that, issues they've had in pro scouting probably end up getting addressed. Amateur scouting, same sort of thing. I really do think that the page has been turned from a lot of the mistakes that were made over and over and over again. And I'm not saying there aren't going to be problems because every organization has them, but I don't think it's going to be, holy smokes, the names have changed, but it's the same old in Edmonton. I really think enough has truly changed.
It's going to be interesting to see quickly who you take in Game 7 tomorrow.
I'm hung by the New York Rangers this whole way. You've asked me every time I've been on, and I keep saying, that combination of that defense and that goaltender, I can't count out, so I'm going with the New York Rangers, man.
Going with the Rangers. All right. Shogger, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy the outside.
Yeah, have a great one.